And our gospel reading comes from John's gospel from the 12th chapter today. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. You may be seated. Let us pray. Holy God, you have a word for us today, a word of comfort or a word of challenge, a word of hope and a word of guidance for our lives. Make our hearts soft. Plant your word in us that it may bear fruit through our lives. Amen. I love a good BOGO. Do you know what I mean by that? Buy one, get one free, right? Right? One of my favorite surprises is when I'm working during the weekdays and it's a long day, it's getting toward the end of the day, I'm running out of energy and motivation, and then I get a text from Gail that says, "I've got some fantastic news. Starbucks has a BOGO today on drinks." And my whole countenance is lifted and I feel flooded with this holy joy because, friends, one of my favorite overpriced indulgences in this life is a good Starbucks mocha, right? And certainly when it's a BOGO, it's all the better. Now you might be wondering, what in the world does this have to do with our spiritual lives? Well, friends, here's the thing. I think that there, as we talk about in this season of Lent, our sermon series, Listening for God, I think there are two of the most common, the primary ways that God speaks to us most consistently. The first is through the Bible, through God's word, but a close second is community, through the Christian community, the gathered community through other people. And here's the thing, when we gather together for worship here in this place on the weekends, we come together, we get to do both of those things. We both hear from God's word and we are gathered together with other Christians. So worship is like the BOGO of our spiritual lives. See what I did there? Clever, huh? St. Patrick's Day. But in all seriousness, we're coming toward the end of our sermon series this Lent, and we've been talking about how to cut the noise and listen for God in a busy world. And today I want to focus on that second piece of how Christian community helps us listen for God, listen to God. So in our gospel reading today, we have this story where people literally hear God speak from the sky. But it's also a story that shows the importance of community, right? Because in the story, there were huge crowds that had gathered together. They had come to Jerusalem for worship around the Passover festival. And the story begins with these Greeks that come and say to the disciples, "We want to see Jesus." And so these people in the story, we don't know a lot about them, but we do know that they weren't Jewish. They weren't like converts who were worshiping. They were curious. If they were converted to Judaism or something, there would have been a different word that was used, but they were just called Greeks. They were curious. They'd heard all this stuff about Jesus. They'd noticed these huge crowds that were following him at this point. He'd raised Lazarus from the dead, and word had gotten out. This is right on the heels of the Palm Sunday story. So this huge crowd had just come into Jerusalem following Jesus, shouting praise to God. They noticed something was going on here, so they asked around. They found the disciples and said to Philip, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." And it makes me think, I wonder how many of the growing number of non-Christians around us every day are a lot like these Greeks, kind of standing on the outside, looking in, wondering, curious, maybe open, maybe even searching for someone to guide them as they sense this longing in their hearts, thinking, I want to see what this Jesus is all about. And the word "see" here in the reading, it's not referring to just visual sight. Actually, the literal word for that in Greek would be blepo. That's the word used when there's healings of blindness and things. But the Greek word here for "see" is orao, which has more to do with seeing with your heart, with your mind, understanding, perceiving, right? So what they're really saying is, we want to experience Jesus. We want to understand Jesus. And at this point in the story, it takes this weird, abrupt turn. Maybe you noticed that as we read it today, because the disciples carry this request to Jesus, and it's like he's like, okay, mm-hmm. And then he turns and talks about something completely different, just a 180-degree pivot. Now, we could dive into this and what the reason is for that, but I want to kind of move past that, because today I want to focus on what comes next. A voice is heard from the sky. Right, this voice speaks, and not just to the Greeks, not just to the Jewish people, not just to the disciples, but to the whole crowd, this voice is heard. And it's important for me to be clear that what I'm not saying today is, you know, when we gather for worship, we're going to hear this voice from on high speak miraculously and audibly. I mean, that would be cool, but what I want us to notice is this. Even when God does speak audibly and miraculously, do the people understand it? No, right? They're confused. They have different interpretations of what just happened. You've got some that clearly heard words and are saying, maybe it's an angel speaking to Jesus. But then you've got others who just heard this rumbling and say, no, it was just thunder. And I think what that tells us, friends, is this. We need each other. We need each other to discern what God is saying. Because one of the ways that God speaks to us is through gathered Christian community. And as I read this story this week, I kept remembering this experience I had back when I first started working in ministry many years ago. I had the privilege of serving for just a short time with this incredible pastor named Daniel. And at the time, he was pretty late in his career, close to retirement. He'd served many churches over the years, and now he was serving as an intentional interim pastor during a transition season and also doing some teaching at the seminary, forming new pastoral leaders. And so it was long enough ago, I was young enough that my hair was still brown, if you can believe it. And so this has been many years now. But as we were talking, one day he shared his story about why he became a pastor in the first place with me. And he told about how he had come from a family where a lot of his relatives were pastors, and it was kind of an expected potential career path. And people had said, well, you're going to do that. You should do that too, right? And he was like, no, thank you. That is not for me. That's good for some people, but that's not my path in life. And although he was a Christian, appreciated the church very much, that was not for him. Well, then one summer, he worked at a camp as a counselor, and he had this experience that changed everything. He told the story that there was this one weekend where, you know, the kids were gone for a day and they had a free day at the camp. And so he wanted to get out on his own and just be alone and go for a hike. And so he was going to go out in the wilderness area of the camp and hike up this huge hill. It was Minnesota, so they didn't really have mountains so much, but like rolling hills, right? And so he goes out and it's this beautiful, clear, sunny, blue sky day. And as he approaches the top of this hill, the strangest thing happened. There was this weird, like fog, thick cloud thing on the top of this hill that just seemed so out of place in this otherwise sunny day. And as he arrived at the top of the hill, he told me that he literally heard a voice say, "Daniel, I need you to become a pastor." Now you can imagine he was a little shocked and flustered, and a lot like Moses, kind of resisted and said, nope, this is nuts. Then the voice said a second time, Daniel, I need you to become a pastor. Obviously, this experience just kind of blew his mind, and the cloud eventually went away, and he walked back to the camp in a daze. But when he got close and his fellow counselors, his friends, saw him coming, they ran over to him and they said, Daniel, where have you been? We've been looking for you. And kind of in shock and a daze, he looks up and says, I went for a hike and I went up to the top of the hill over there. And they stopped and looked at each other with this strange look and said, that hill? Did you see that? Did you see that weird cloud that like came over for just a few minutes and then there was that thunder in the middle of a clear sky? That was so strange. No one heard a voice, but they knew something had happened. And of course, Daniel went on to become a pastor and touched the lives of many through the ministry God had called him to. But I have to wonder, without the Christian community there that day, his other Christian friends to affirm that experience that had happened, would he have followed that voice? I mean, I think about if that were me, I would have thought, I must have been just crazy that day. I had to have fallen asleep. That couldn't have happened. You see, Christian community is so important for hearing God's voice. How many times have you in your life asked for God's help with a certain direction or a decision? And of those times when maybe you have, how many of those did you do that with other people? What I've realized is as I talk to many, many people in the church, I find that a lot of us are used to seeking God's guidance in important seasons or directions in our lives, but often that's kind of privately in our own personal prayer life. But what's far less common is people doing that openly, sharing in conversation with others, praying together with others. And I confess that's true for me too. We don't always do a great job of sharing what we're saying to God, and I think especially we don't do a great job sometimes of sharing what God might be saying to us. Well, why is that? I think for many of us, maybe we feel a little embarrassed, or maybe we feel like it's very personal, so it feels very vulnerable. Or maybe we feel spiritually inadequate and think, well, what if I misinterpret or misunderstand what God's saying to me? But guess what, friends? Look at the gospel story today of that whole crowd. They literally heard God speak, and they still didn't understand what was going on. The point, of course, is this. We need one another to help discern what God is saying, to discern what God is doing. I think for many of us, this idea of listening to God together, talking about that with others might be new or scary. And so I think one thing we can do is have some practical vocabulary, a simple place to start. And so here's something I invite you to try this week. Find someone that you know and trust, maybe your family member, maybe a Christian friend, and simply ask these two questions. What have you been talking to God about lately? And what has God been saying to you lately? I think that many of us long to share this with someone, but we don't always know where to start. And if you can simply ask these two questions, what have you been saying to God and what has God been saying to you? I think we'll be amazed at how excited we are to share when we have that kind of safe invitation to do so. Friends, when I look back on my own spiritual journey, and I encourage you to take time in your life to look back on your story, when I look back at every single significant juncture, every significant moment in my spiritual journey, I find one common thread. Every single time that God seemed to direct me or lead me or say something to me, it was never audibly or miraculously from on high, but instead every time it was through community, through other Christian friends that helped me see Jesus, to help me discern what God was saying in my life. In those times when I was looking for Jesus, there were people who showed me what it was to follow him, who showed me what compassion and forgiveness and generosity looked like, who helped me to see Jesus. The most common way that God speaks to us is through the Bible, but a close second is through others, through Christian community. So I encourage us to talk to each other, listen to one another, to what God is doing, and be ready to help others see Jesus and ask those holy questions with one another. What have you been saying to God, and what's God been saying to you? Amen. Let us pray. God, we long to hear you speak clearly into our lives, and yet sometimes that can be really difficult to do. And so, God, as we think about community today, we give you thanks for this place and all those that are a part of this community of faith together. We give you thanks for those people you've put in our lives that help us to see you and experience you and remember you. Lord, help us to be the kind of people that listen deeply, share boldly, that we might see you in one another and see you at work in the world. In Jesus' name we give thanks and pray. Amen.